Okay, today we're going to continue in the sixth parak of Maseches Peah, and we're going through Mishnayos Tes and Yud. So Mishnah Tes teaches us the following. We learned already in Mishnayos Vav and Zayin that forgotten bundles and forgotten standing grain that are bigger than two sa'ah will not be shikha. So what about a little bit of each? A little bit of bundles, a little bit of shikha somer, and a little bit of shikha sakameh. But together they make up two sa'ah. Will that be shikha? So says Mishnah Tes that if you have a sa'a tvua akura, that if you have one sa'a of detached grain, meaning a bundle of grain, usa'a shein akura, and one sa'a of shechasakame, v'chein bi'ilan, and similarly if you have a tree, if a sa'a of picked fruit was forgotten, and a sa'a of fruit that was still on the tree was forgotten, v'ashum v'abitzalim, or if you have garlic and onions, one sa'a of picked garlic or onions was forgotten, and another sa'a of garlic or onions was not picked, was forgotten. Right, that's what the Bartanura says when we say Vashum Vabitzalim. He says Sa'a Kamishal Shum Visa Kamishal Bitzalim in Mitsafam Sasayim Kama Inami Sa'a Shum Akur Visa Shum She'eno Akur Vachain Sa'a Bitzalim Akur Visa Bitzalim She'eno Akur. Bartanura has two explanations of that line. What does it mean Vashum Vabitzalim? So one possibility is one Sa'a of Shum and one Sa'a of Bitzalim, meaning one Sa'a of garlic and one Sa'a of onions. The other possibility is it's giving two examples. Just like we spoke about by grain. If you have one saw that's harvested and one that's unharvested, so too by garlic. If you have one saw of harvested garlic and one saw of unharvested garlic, and so too with another case by onions. If you have one saw of harvested onions and one saw of unharvested onions, right? That's how the Bartanura explains that there are two ways to read that line. Either that onions and garlic are the same case, or that they're two separate cases. And they're talking about harvested and unharvested of each one. But the bottom line is in all these cases, Einan mitzarfenus asayim. They're not mitzarif to make the shear of two sa'a that would prevent something from being shikha. Elishalaniyim. They all go to the ani, because it is considered to be real shikha. Rabbi Yossi, remember, Rabbi Yossi says in Bas Rishus Ani Be'emtza Einan Mitzarfin. Look, if the ani has like a leket or something else that belongs to the ani in between these two piles, then that separate the bundle and the standing grain from each other, then they don't combine to the two sa'a, and then all of it will be shikha. But v'imlav, if the ani has nothing in between them, harei l'mitzarfin, then we view this as two sa'a worth, even though part of it is standing grain and part of it is bundle, right? You have one sa'a of shikha somer and one sa'a of shikha sakama, but there's nothing that belongs to the ani in between them, so that we view it all as a two sa'a pile, and therefore it's going to be mitzarif, and the ani does not get to keep it, the balabayis gets to keep it in that case. Mishnah Yud, tavur shenitna l'shachas, if you have grain that was designated for animal feed, ola aluma, or grain that was meant for binding other grains into bundles, meaning they would use it as like by a lulav. You take a leaf of the lulav to tie around the lulav, so they would take a stalk of grain to tie the bundles together. So they would harvest it with that intent to use it as an igud, to use it as a binder of the bundles. Vagudas shashum v'abitzalim, or you have small bundles of garlic or onions that are waiting to be bundled together with larger bundles of garlic or onion. So none of that is subject to shikha. If you forget those things in the field, the owner is allowed to come take them. It doesn't go to the aniyim, because shikha applies only when it's produce that was meant to be eaten. So if you harvested grain to be eaten by animals, that's not grain that's considered to be harvested for food. Similarly, if you harvest grain to be meant as a binder, then that's not called shikha, because it wasn't meant to be eaten. And what about the case of the small bundles of garlic or onions? Why are they not subject to shikha? Aren't they meant to be eaten? Yeah, but they're not at their final stage of gathering. You just put them together in order to bind them together into bigger bundles, and therefore that's not going to be considered shikha. The Mishnah now has a machlokes whether dinim of shikha apply to certain types of vegetables. V'kala tmunim ba'aretz kagon haluf v'ashum v'abitzalim, any vegetables that where the edible part grows in the ground, like luf and garlic and onions, Rabbi Yehuda omer ein lem shikha, that they're not subject to shikha. V'chamim omrim yesh lem, and the Chum say that they are subject to shikha. Why would they, or wouldn't they be subject to shikha just because the edible part grows in the ground? So the Bartanura explains where it comes from, that each one has a drasha. The Rabbi Yudah Amar Elim Shicha L'Kala Tumun D'Chsiv Sadcha Ma Sada B'Galui Av Kal B'Galui, that just like Sada is by definition that which is exposed, so too only that which is exposed can be Shicha, not that which is Prat L'Tamun, not that which is sitting in the ground. Whereas the Chum say it does have a din of Shicha because it says Sadcha D'Mash B'Galui, but then it says Ketzircha, which also is Mash B'Galui. So Miyut Achar Miyut, whenever you have two Miyut, one right after the other, we assume in Miyut Achar Miyut Ela L'Rabos, and therefore it's L'Rabos HaSatamun, it's coming to include even that which is hidden underground, that which is not exposed on the top of the Karka. So we learned two Mishnayos today. Mishnah Tes taught us that that even though two Sa'ah, the size of two Sa'ah of grain is not going to be Shicha, that if you have one Sa'ah of harvested and one Sa'ah of unharvested, they're not Mitztarif together and it will be Shicha. But Rabbi Yossi said that if an ani stuff is in between them, then they're not going to be mitzdarif, and the ani will get to keep all of it. But if the ani stuff is not in between them, then they will be mitzdarif and will be shecha. And then Mishnah Yud, and it won't be shecha. Then in Mishnah Yud, we learned that anything that's not meant, that's not harvested to be fed to people, is not going to be considered shecha. And we also learned that which those plants that grow with the edible part underground is a machlokas between Rabbi Yudah and the Chachamim, whether it's subject to the dinim of Shicha or not subject to the dinim of Shicha. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will conclude the sixth parak and begin Bez Hashem the seventh parak of Maseches Peah.